Sometimes I'd like to imagine, you know, it's such a wonderful scene to imagine the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the Blessed Mother in that upper room. It flames, the Holy Spirit descending upon them as tongues of fire. Wouldn't that be awesome? And then they were sent. And as they were sent, so are we. Because we are here to continue fulfilling the mission that the Holy Spirit has given to us. As the Spider-Man movie says, with great powers come great responsibilities, right? With the powers that the Holy Spirit has been given to us, we also have the responsibility to disperse, to use that power for peace, for unity, for reconciliation, to build up the body of Christ, the church. I'm sure you are familiar with Dr. Seuss. You grew up with Dr. Seuss, the children's stories. Are you familiar with the Sneetches? The Sneetches on the beaches. There's a line there that says, "We're the best kind of Sneetches on the beaches." Now, these two groups of Sneetches, one group has their green stars on their bellies, and the other group have no stars. And so those with the green stars says to those who don't have, "We're the best kind of Sneetches on the beaches because we have the green stars." Well, to avoid a play-by-play of this classic story, the story of the Sneetches with their green stars or lack thereof, this serves only to highlight a few different themes and that mainly fall under one theme, that the theme of division. So we have bigotry, racism, elitism, pride, hatred, and egoism. The idea that, the thought that we're the best kind of Sneetches on the beaches. I hope we don't have any Sneetches on our churches or our neighborhoods. But in reality, whether we like it or not, in reality, we do see division. We see division in our churches. Maybe here at St. Paul, even. In our society, in our neighborhood, even in our schools, maybe in our own homes. The reality is we still see division. And if I can, I would like to simply draw our attention to some of the tensions that we face in our society. Today, you know, the ever-increasing tensions in Jerusalem, for example, with the Jews, Jewish and the Palestinian peoples. Also the conflicts between non-Christians, the Muslims, and Christianity. How many times in the past few months have we heard from the news of a church bombed or burned, and their priest kidnapped or killed? In Africa, from Africa to the Middle East, to some parts of Asia. Here in the United States, also vandalisms. And not only Christian churches, but as Jewish synagogues as well. We still see groups of people seeing past each other, not acknowledging the other as fellow children of God, that instead of fostering dialogue or unity, they turn to violence, again, division. Brothers and sisters, Pentecost, this feast of Pentecost that we celebrate today is a feast that witnesses to the world the direct opposite of division. The direct opposite of this feeling superior, of racism even, of egoism. Pentecost presents the image of a world that is in dialogue, that is united and in peace. You know, and amid the bloodshed, amid the divisions that we see, and the pain that it causes us, we still gather here today to celebrate, to wonder, and to hope with this Christian hope, to believe and to fulfill this, what is being offered to us in Pentecost, this hope for peace, for unity. So despite all these divisions, we still gather with hope and with wonder and with a renewed commitment for peace, for justice, and for reconciliation, for unity. Offered to us today, brothers and sisters, is not a story of snitches, but the story of salvation. The story of salvation history, where the disciples gather and speak, though different languages, but they speak in one voice of praise to the Father. Yes, offered to us today is the Spirit of God who unifies the church, the body of Christ, and breathes upon us, like he did on the disciples, the gift of peace because of the Holy Spirit. Breathe on us peace and charges us to bring the fulfillment of God's peace. It's quite a task, isn't it? But yes, we still receive that gift, the breath of the Spirit upon us. And as the disciples were tasked to preach that, to live that, we are also tasked to do the same. My friends, I've said this before, and I will say it again, and maybe over and over and over again, that division is not a creation of God. Division is never from the Holy Spirit. It is always the work of the evil one. We have one body of Christ, fractured because of sin, and that is not the creation of God, divided because of sin. Hatred and division are constructs, are categories of humanity. Today, brothers and sisters, a new story, a new vision, a new mission is breathed upon us, a new vigor for the mission. In a world torn by violence, we are drawn by the Spirit. In a world that is numbed with pain, we are still moved by the Spirit. In a world hungering for peace, and it's like almost every day we read that in the news, a world always constantly hungering for peace, we are set afire by the Spirit. And that Spirit is the same Spirit that descended upon the apostles, the same Spirit that many of us received on our baptism, and more so in our confirmation, the fullness of the gift of the Spirit upon our confirmation. Brothers and sisters, let us live out the gift that the Spirit shares with us. You know, that where there is hatred, let us bring God's raging love. That image of God's raging love like fire, that you cannot contain it. That where there is violence, we will bring God's radical peace. It's radical because we are asked to turn the other cheek.